Good morning, church, on this Friday and the last meditation of this year. Today we're looking at Proverbs 18:22. Now, this is a meditation aimed at the men. So ladies, you can switch off now if you'd like to. Or else you can listen, but avoid saying things to your man like, "I told you so." The temptation will be there. Proverbs 18:22. He who finds a wife finds what is good and receives favor from the Lord. We kick off with a visit to the beginning of creation. Genesis 2:18. Then the Lord God said, "It's not good for the man to live alone. I will make a suitable companion to help him." God recognized man's need for a lifetime companion. Therefore, he lovingly crafted woman and brought her to Adam. So he created him a helper, a lover, a wife. And from that point on, every man would have to find or search for a wife for himself. When a man finds a good wife, he finds the good treasure that God designed for him. The word good describes that which is pleasing to God, beneficial to life, and abundantly enjoyable. Now, every wife may not be a good wife, and every husband may not be a good husband, but the institution of marriage, like everything else God created, is very good. So when a man finds a good wife who loves him, he should recognize that she is a wonderful gift presented to him by God. She should be the most cherished, precious treasure in his life. Just a thought. One of the most important decisions of a person's life, the choice that most influences success, satisfaction, and happiness in life, is the selection of a spouse, a partner. Interestingly, the Bible says very little that is specific to help the believer in this decision. The one guideline given to us is that a believer should only marry another believer. And the reason for that is God knows all the drama that can happen in a home where you have two belief systems. Because that's not unity. That means that believers have a great liberty from God in selecting the person with whom they want to share their lives. Still, if there's ever a time when a believer needs to be filled with the Spirit and fervent in prayer, it is when seeking a spouse. This is a lifetime decision. Make the wrong decision for the wrong reason, and you invite disaster. One thing is clear. When two people make their choice and decide to marry, God ordains that union for life. Husbands and wives should cherish each other as wonderful gifts from the Lord and as the most precious treasure of their lives. And God is abundantly good in leading a man and a woman to each other. And a good spouse is one of God's most gracious blessings. In Ephesians 5:25-33, we read this. Husbands, and this is from the Message Bible, husbands, go all out in your love for your wives, exactly as Christ did for the church. A love marked by giving, not getting. Christ's love makes the church whole. His words invoke her beauty. Everything he does and says is designed to bring the best out of her, dressing her in dazzling white silk, radiant with holiness. And that is how husbands ought to love their wives. They're really doing themselves a favor, since they already won in marriage. No one abuses his own body, does he? No, he feeds it and pampers it. That's how Christ treats us, the church. since we are part of his body. And this is why a man leaves father and mother and cherishes his wife. No longer two, they become one flesh. This is a huge mystery, and I don't pretend to understand it all, says Paul. What is clearest to me is the way Christ treats the church. And this provides a good picture of how each husband is to treat his wife, loving himself in loving her, and how each wife is to honor her husband. God's greatest gift to Adam was a loving spouse. And God's greatest gift to us husbands today is a loving spouse. The one thing that God did give to Adam was a woman, a wife. In that one person, you have all of those things and more rolled into one package. What better possible thing could God have done than to have said, I'm going to bless you, Adam. I'm going to bring someone perfectly suited to you. It is good, biblical, and wonderful to desire a mate. There's nothing sinful about wanting to be married and to enjoy married life. In fact, it was God who made marriage. It was God that put desire in the heart of Adam towards his wife. God is the author of marriage and romance. Therefore, God ought to be in on every part of it. Human beings are made for relationships. And whether you're married or not, you need companionship. You need friendships. You need people to relate to. That's why the worst kind of punishment is called solitary confinement. Well, with that in mind, we end our weekday meditations for 2021. Husbands, love your wives. God bless you.